Hello again on this Friday. Bernie Miklas here with another video on my YouTube show, The Bernie Miklas Show. Before I start, of course, thank you as always for subscribing. Thank you for hitting the like button. Thank you for all the comments. And we've got a lot to talk about today. In fact, I'm going to ask for your patience, please. Two reasons. I'm going to make this a two-parter. Now, I could probably... I could have done, maybe an hour long thing. And I know some of you would have preferred that, but I'd rather just break it into two parts to just make it a little more economical. The other thing I'm going to ask your patience on, please, is you'll hear me shuffling papers. It's because I have a lot of notes. Now, this is one of these days where I wish I did have a teleprompter, but I don't like teleprompters. I'd rather just do my research, do my notes, and just look at the notes I've put together just to make sure I don't forget anything. So I always like to fill you in on the process, even if you don't really care about the process. So anyway, let's get started. Wonderful story, big story. A lot of news in this story written by Katie Wu, who does such a fine, outstanding job covering the Cardinals for The Athletic. She did a wonderful job in terms of breaking down the really deep-rooted problems in terms of the player development system, the minor league system, and how the Cardinals have just fallen apart in an area that used to be their calling card. It used to be the thing that defined them, the thing that made them the envy of most Major League Baseball organizations. And she did a really good job getting into the details. She granted anonymity to people who gave her perspective on the problems. And I'm glad that she granted anonymity, and I trust that process because the staffers she talked to had a whole lot to say. So I would thoroughly encourage you to read this story at The Athletic, and which means I would encourage you to subscribe to The Athletic if you're not a subscriber, because it's a great site no matter what your sport is or who your team is. So anyway, I wanted to give kudos and props to Katie Wu. So anyway, let's get into this with part one. The bottom line is, and again, we've been talking about this a lot here on the Bernie Show, and I've been writing about this a lot at scoopsnetwork.com. I did a video a couple weeks ago. Your member said, hey, lower your expectations for next season because the Cardinals have a huge problem that they have to address and fix. The player development system, the minor league system, the lack of infrastructure, all of the things that has really served to bring this franchise down to where it is. And so I've been gearing for this because I've been making a really big deal. I think I've used the word infrastructure more often in the last 3 weeks or a month than I have in my entire life. But that's why Katie Wu did such a valuable thing here, such a helpful thing here, because she provided some of the details. So let's get through this. And I will be looking over here to read some notes. Bottom line, the minor league system is in terrible shape. It's short on funding, short on coaches, short on instructors, short on technology. Using a metaphor, the people who own and run the Cardinals have taken a beautiful, historically prominent home and allowed it to deteriorate and collapse. And it's a big junk pile, basically. Just a total abandonment of the foundation that made the Cardinals so successful for such a long period of time under Bill DeWitt. Bill DeWitt Jr., the chairman of the team and president of baseball ops, John Mozeliak, allowed a long-time organizational strength, which I've been saying now for a long time, they allowed a long-time organizational strength collapse into weakness. And both should be absolutely ashamed of themselves for allowing this to happen. What an insult this is to the memory of the late, great, revered George Kissel, the legendary teacher and instructor who schooled generations of up-and-coming baby birds on how the finer points and how to play the game, all the fundamental teaching, having these kids ready for the major leagues, unlike what we're seeing now when they're not ready for the major leagues. And that's why so many of them begin to stumble once they get here, even after some initial success. How bad is this? Well, as I go through this, I'm reading my own notes, but as I go through this, I will also get, you know, read some direct quotes from Katie Wu's story. And I will even quote her when she, I thought she made some really good points. So how bad is this? The Athletic points out that other major league organizations have much larger, most of them do. They have much larger faculty of coaches and instructors that play a very valuable role in terms of preparing young prospects, young kids, to what they need to do, where they need to be ready for the major leagues and be ready for the major leagues in a way where, you know, they're good. Might take them a little while, but once they, you know, sort of get adjusted, major league pitching, whatever it may be, they're good to go. They don't have all these dramatic setbacks. They don't go off the cliff like we see with Jordan Walker, Nolan Gorman, and many others that we've talked about. This is the part. Here's the thing. If you haven't read the story, this is something that really, really, really ticked me off to read this. Listen, I'm aware of it because I've been talking about it. They don't have enough coaches. They don't have enough instructors. I didn't realize it was as bad as this. It's worse than I thought, and I thought it was pretty damn bad, okay? So Katie Wu, the Athletic, points out, talking about the faculty, if you will, of coaches and instructors down in the minor leagues. I'm going to use the most pertinent example because it's a team that I've talked about a lot and a team we've talked about a lot, how the Milwaukee Brewers, despite spending so much less money than the Cardinals on major league payroll, continue to kick the Cardinals in the behind and embarrass them, quite frankly. Here's the stat in this story that just made me go, damn it, or something like that. I can't use certain words here on the YouTube channel. Anyway, the Milwaukee Brewers have 17 minor league instructors, 17. The Phillies have 14, the Mets have 15, but let's keep it to the Brewers-Cardinals comparison for obvious reasons. The Brewers have 17 minor league instructors. The Cardinals have 5. Can you believe this? Obviously, we can believe this. But what in the world is Bill DeWitt, what has he been thinking about? What has John Mozeliak been thinking about? They know that this area has been gone from being such a great success, a sustainable success, with some of the greatest instructors and teachers you'll ever want to know in baseball history. The Cardinals are always so proud of their ability to develop players and to get them ready. And they had the best instructors and teachers to school these young players. And they were a model franchise when it came to this specific area. And they let this thing get to the point where now the Milwaukee Brewers have more than three times the number of instructors that the Cardinals do. This is an embarrassment. It's unacceptable. It's shameful. It's to me, it's an example of the owner of the team and the president of baseball operation. They have failed in their responsibility to be proper caretakers, good caretakers of a cherished franchise. And I have to say, I'm stunned that it happened to this extent. A lot of fussing about DeWitt. Oh, he doesn't spend enough money. Hey, Mo, go out there and sign this guy for $200 million. I talk about this a lot. And I'm annoying to myself talking about it. But I still can't believe people want John Mozeliak to go spend money, throw it away, flush it down the toilet, right, on major league signings. What shocks me about this, the fact that anybody would want Mozeliak to go spend money on major league talent, you're cuckoo. I love you, but you're cuckoo. You got to tell people you like that sometimes. What rankles me the most is that Bill DeWitt, who, say what you want about him, but number one, you know, his whole background in terms of baseball, he spent a life in baseball, Well, you know, when his father owned the Cincinnati Reds, I mean, you know, Bill DeWitt would actually go out with him on scouting trips to look at the minor leaguers. And Bill DeWitt was really into that stuff. Like, I had many conversations with him. And Bill DeWitt said how important it is, like the minor league system and player development, because that forms the foundation of your franchise. When Bill DeWitt hired Jeff Luhnow, I spent about 5 hours with Bill DeWitt talking about the reason why he brought in a quote, an outsider. Because at that point, that was unusual. It isn't anymore. I mean, Heim Bloom is a quote outsider who was educated in matters of higher education at Yale. You know, things have nothing to do with baseball, so to speak. And Bill DeWitt said, listen, we just have to make sure our model is going to work, is going to fit in these times, because, you know, we do fine, but, you know, we're not as big as LA. We're not as big as New York. We're not as big as some other markets. So we have to have a more efficient model for our franchise. We have to have a more efficient payroll model. And he told me over and over and over again, the key to everything is to have terrific farm system, terrific player development system, drafting smart, developing the players in the way that you have to, and you keep that pipeline flowing with talent to the big leagues, and then you supplement that with trades or very targeted free agent signings. So Bill, this is in Bill DeWitt's DNA, right? And Bill DeWitt was true to that DNA for the longest period of time. And when he hired Jeff Luhnow, the Cardinals were able to take that to another level. They really did become the envy of Major League Baseball. I mean, the one year they won the World Series, and they also had one of the two or three best farm systems. And when they won the pennant in 2013, they had the number one ranked farm system. So everything Bill DeWitt said that he wanted to do by bringing Jeff Luhnow in, it fit with Bill DeWitt's own philosophy, a lifelong philosophy in baseball. And so how do you go from that? That's one of the reasons I've admired Bill DeWitt so much. He was way ahead of the curve in terms of an owner. And he did put in a model. He put the model in that worked so extremely well for the Cardinals. This is in his blood, man. So how do you go from that to having this dilapidated, hopelessly outdated, underfunded, understaffed player development / minor league system? How do you go from being the best and the most committed? You know, cutbacks are one thing. This goes way beyond the level of making cutbacks. They basically destroyed what they had created. And Now you see John Mozeliak having to go out there and basically buy a whole new rotation last winter, or do something stupid because it's like, we don't have any young starting pitching coming. This is a couple years ago. We really don't. Giving Miles Michaelis that absurd contract extension, because they haven't been getting players here from their system that can fit in and be movers and shakers. They got to go out and patch it up. Got to go to the hardware store, buy all this equipment. Oh, we got to patch this. We got to patch that. Oh, let's fix this. Here, we'll spackle that. You know, their fundamental strength was allowed to erode and fall apart. And then they had to try to take shortcuts. And as we know from the last 2 years, it did not work and it will not work, period. Okay. This is what angers me about this. The Brewers, 17 instructors in the minor leagues, and the Cardinals have 5. And who's got more revenue to work with? Well, we know the answer to that, because the Cardinals, even on payroll, have outspent them by about $500 million in major league payroll since $400 million, outspent the Brewers since 2017. The Cardinals, and I've alluded to this, if you watch me or read me, I've alluded to this, but Katie Wu, thank her again, she has provided the actual specifics. The Cardinals do not have an outfield instructor. They do not have an infield instructor. They don't have a catching coordinator. Katie Wu adds, they do not employ any full-time roving instructors or any full-time coordinators in Latin America. The Cardinals have pretty much closed up shop in Latin America, which was something Jeff Luno was really big on, cultivating Latin America as a source for talent. They have foreclosed on that as well. Why? Makes no sense. And now look at the shape they're in because of this lack of foresight and, frankly, irresponsibility as being the guardian of the franchise. The Cardinals have just fallen behind. They are below the industry standards, as we know, when it comes to player development and, you know, taking care of business internally with homegrown players. Wu led off our story with Jordan Walker. She used him as an example of what's gone wrong. You know, she pointed out he's received virtually no help in the minors on the fundamental aspects of playing right field. As I have told you many times, they just threw him out there. And he had never played the outfield before. And at Double A, with about 6 weeks to go in the season, it's like, oh, go over there. You know, he's third baseman. Go over there. You're going to play right field now. Do they have an instructor? No, they didn't have an instructor. Just threw the kid out in right field where he's never played, brought him to the major leagues. Willie McGee has worked hard with him, but then they sent him back to the minors this year, and his defense got worse. You know why? Because there's not a minor league instructor, an outfield instructor. So he comes back up, and he's just as bad as ever. She points out, and she's right, and that's what I've tried to tell a few of you, including one guy who's on here, talking about, I can't believe, you know, you didn't mention how bad Walker is defensively. And you know what my answer was? And he was probably going to see this, and it's okay. It was an intelligent thing that he wrote. I just disagree with one of the things he said. I said, blaming Jordan Walker for the state of his defense, the way this organization has mishandled this, never even had an outfield instructor for this kid, okay? Blaming him is like blaming the orchestra on the Titanic, all right? That's how stupid that is. Anyway, let me calm down. It's just amazing, you know, again, something so simple. Wait a minute. We got a kid that we think can be really special. And, you know, we don't have room at third base because we have Arenado, so we better get him to the outfield. Okay. You want to help him? You want to help prepare him? Instead of putting him out in outfield for the first time for like the final 6 weeks in the 2022 Double-A season? Is that really the way to do this? When you send him back down to Memphis, not once, but twice, three times. Oh, that's okay, because he'll work with a roving outfield instructor. We have a really good... Oh, that's right, they don't have one. What the heck has happened to these people? They were really smart at one point. It's unreal. So anyway... they threw him out there, and we know that it didn't work. And, can try to get better. But I'm telling you, if a guy can't handle the position and you decided, well, he's going to stay there, you don't give him the help he needs, shame on you. I'm going to say that a lot today. So Katie Wu, this is what she wrote talking about Walker. She was using him as an example. As she put it, now players like Walker reach the major leagues less prepared to prosper. Instead, their imperfections highlight what people in the organization describe as a withering of a once thriving player development operation, a machine that was once the envy of the sport. All of that is absolutely true. And she referred to Walker correctly. I appreciate the terminology. Walker has, quote, become the latest young player set up to fail by the St. Louis Cardinals. Absolutely. She gave a number of staffers anonymity so they could speak freely about identifying the issues and the state of business with their player development and their minor league system and all the things that have gone wrong. I would rather have them have that that ability to speak freely and not get fired, you know? So I appreciate that she was able to solicit these quotes. And I trust that process 100%, in case you're wondering, because she's got great credibility. There's nothing shady about the way she does her job. Here's some quotes from staffers in this athletic story. Quote, "We're in trouble. This is not easily fixable within the next year or the year after. This is going to take some time. I don't know how this was effed up so bad over the last few years." Except he didn't say effed up. He said something else. He or she said something else. Another quote from Katie Wu's story, quote, "We are no longer developing winning players." Another quote from a staffer, quote, "When guys get to the majors, they're not ready. They have so many warts that have to get taken care of in the big league, and that's the wrong way to do it. They got to be pre-prepared, you know, better before they get to the big leagues, because you have more to work with and less to do about kind of polishing them up." Another quote from a staffer, "These guys," meaning the kids that graduate to the big leagues, quote, "These guys do not know the fundamentals of the game." I'm sorry to laugh, but I can't believe that Bill DeWitt allowed this to happen. I really do not believe it, because the amount of money you'd put in the minor leagues is going to save you much, much larger pile of money in terms of your major league spending. It just makes no sense. The head wires aren't connected on this, apparently. One more quote from a staffer about the system. "It's broken. Our system is broken in a way. How it got there, I don't know." Well, with all due respect, I think we know how it got there. DeWitt and Mozeliak failed, as I mentioned earlier, they failed to be the caretakers of this esteemed franchise. DeWitt didn't commit the money. Mozeliak didn't push for changes. He let it go, and they kept getting less and less and less capable in the minor leagues in terms of developing players for to be major league ready. Here's a key point that Katie Wu offered in her story, and I quote her writing here. Quote, according to people familiar with the organization's business decision, Mozeliak's been operating with a set amount of money to split between the Cardinals' entire baseball operations department, and the front office has repeatedly chosen to invest in the big league team. Those decisions resulted in repeated cuts to player development, both stateside and Latin America. So Bill DeWitt, Katie Wu's reporting, Bill DeWitt was like basically told by the owners, like, well, this is how much you have. That's it. You decide how you divvy it up. And Mo, which I think was a mistake, but then again, he feels pressure to go, oh, we got to win. We got to build a team that's going to win again. He's been feeling the pressure, which is why I think it's good for him to already announce that he's, you know, going to leave after 2025. If they're smart, he'd leave now, okay? And just let Chaim Bloom take over. We're going to do more on that later. But the owner puts him in a position to where he has to make a choice. Why do you have to make a choice? If you have a deep-rooted, very serious, significant, substantial problem in the minor leagues and your farm system, okay? You have to address that. You don't say, well, if you try to fix the minors, you're not going to have the money to, you know, raise the payroll up here. Why does that have to be a choice? Because if they had been taking care of the minor leagues and the player development, if they had been taking care of this, it's called maintenance, okay? They're in a position now where they have to do everything at one time, everything, to get that thing back in shape and to get it prospering again. If they had been taking care of the business, it is like your house. You know, you don't wait for, you know, the electricity to short circuit and you have to put in a whole new, you know, electrical system you have. You don't wait for the plumbing to fall apart and everything's flooded. You don't wait for the roof to collapse because you don't do the maintenance to keep it going. No. Me and Mrs. Bernie bought an old house built in 1908. We bought that a long time ago. We have gone room by, well, she has. I'm bad at that stuff. Going basically room by room by room to rehab the parts of the home that needed to be rehabbed. We didn't like wake up one day and everything's falling apart and we've got like 25,000 things to do. No, we took it step by step by step. It is called maintenance, right? This applies to this Cardinals disgusting failure with their baby, their traditional baby of this organization. Player development, teaching, instructing, schooling. And DeWitt never should have put Mozeliak in that position. And one reason is because he doesn't spend money well at the big league level anyway. Anyway, DeWitt has no excuse for, you know, not putting the proper resources in both areas, the farm system and major league roster. If he took better care of the farm system, then that's only going to help the major league roster. The investment makes sense because the player development system can be the foundation of being a really successful team. Bill DeWitt once upon a time knew that, right? I repeat, what happened? So what's next? Well, the Cardinals are going to have to make a push to adapt. They almost certainly, means taking a step back or a step down in their competitive goals at the major league levels. Remember the video I did a couple weeks ago? The title was Lower Your Expectations, because I said they need to fix this minor league problem. This thing's in bad shape. They need to pour a lot of time and a lot of resources into getting that thing up and running, because they're not going to win. They're not going to have sustained success at the major league level until they get that taken care of. That's the foundation, okay? So the way I talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I'll talk about it again now, although we won't spend as much time on it, the Cardinals need to make fundamental changes here, at least in, like, be realistic about what they have to do, because they let it all go too long. Now they have no choice, okay? They're not going to tear everything down. They don't have to tear anything down, but I think it'd be stupid for them to waste money on expensive desperation patch jobs the way they've been doing it. Ownership and management, I would prefer to see them put a lot of resources into this minor league operation, because they need to restore that foundation that they failed to maintain. And this is why the Cardinals missing the playoffs again. This is why they have 71 and 91. This is why this year, 500 type team. And this is going to cost a lot of money because they let it go so long. You know, now they have to, you know, all of a sudden pour all the money in it to make it whole. And they went about this the wrong way. And I'm belaboring the point, but I believe in belaboring the point when there's something so ridiculous as this. They have to do this because they're not succeeding at the major league level anymore anyway. So put the money where you need to put it. Make this huge investment to creating a pipeline that is going to flow again with talent, and a pipeline of players that will be coached by good instructors and people that can make them better as they prepare to move on to the big leagues. So what would be the point? You say, well, you know, they can spend, you know, same amount of money at the big league level. You know, Mo can go out and get this and get that, and, you know, we patch that up. It ain't working. They're not in the playoffs again. In fact, if you exclude the COVID season, which was only Cardinals played 58 games plus more teams got in the playoffs, I take that off the table. This is the fifth time in the last 8 years they haven't made the postseason. We're talking about full seasons. I mean, this thing's been cracking. This thing's been breaking apart. So what is the point of staying in this maddening cycle where you're doing these shortcut half-measure steps to improve your big club, but you're going to stay in the same place? What's the point of continuing to put a mediocre major league field because you can't count on the player development pipeline to funnel players here because the thing is broken and needs major repairs? They got to fix it. They waited too long to fix it. Now they no longer have a choice. They have to get this done. And this should be their priority. Top priority, no question to me. Absolutely the top priority. And this also means, as I discussed in a recent video, you got to be straight and honest with the fans. The objectives over the next two or three seasons are going to be different. This is about putting new leadership in place, giving the new people ample time to get this entire enterprise back on track. It doesn't have to be a complete teardown, but it's not going to be what I've said. So, well, it'll be a transition. No, I'm wrong about that. It's going to be deeper and more serious than that. And it could mean a couple of losing seasons. But again, what's the difference if you're five games under 500, if you're not going to be in the playoffs anyway? And once you get, even if you luck out and get into the playoffs, you're not going to have a talent level that's going to make you really viable, like really a threat to do serious damage in the postseason. So I'm speaking for myself. You know, I'll take a couple of losing seasons if it means the Cardinals will be much stronger for that when they come through the restoration project. To put this off, to continue to dawdle the way they have, well, you know, we calibrate that if we win 86, we can get that third wild card. Stop it. Throw that away. It's garbage. You need to have a whole new philosophy right now. It would be incredibly stupid to put it off, and it would be incredibly harmful to this team, this franchise's long-range chance of reestablishing sustained success that lasts a long time. And so that's why I said lower your expectations. And everything that Katie Wu writes just makes me feel even stronger about that now. Quit poking around. You know, it's like with you go, well, we have it. Well, we might win 85. Quit poking around. Just stop it. Do what you have to do. Do the repair work that you created through your neglect and your arrogance and your complacency, okay? You can't delay this any longer. Who the heck wants, well, you know, if this team fails and that team fails and, you know, we just maybe get hot at the end, we can get that third wild card. Do you really want to go through more of that? I don't. And I don't think you do either. And if you're, you know, God love you, and I love it, all the support. This is great. I've had fun. But, you know, God, you know, if you still think it's like, no, they got to go out there and buy free agents, fix this thing, right? Oh, my goodness. You can, it's your opinion. I to say the least, I disagree with it. As Katie Wu observed, and these are her words, okay, quote, though they do not plan on tanking, people briefed on the Cardinals' plan say the organization is preparing to shift its focus on upgrading the minor leagues and the player development department, even if it means going down a path seldom taken in baseball mad St. Louis. Accepting the possibility of not putting the major league team in position to contend. She's right, but I would answer to that, or I would add, you're not contending now. So what's the reason why you're not contending? I repeat, because you've let the minor league system break apart, and it's like this poor, pathetic operation that's got five instructors, and Jose Oquendo and a few of those other guys are running around trying to deal with all these different farm teams and provide individual schooling. And it's like, you can't ask them to do that. So yeah, they have to have the strength of mind and heart to say, look, we're not going to contend for a couple years, but we will come out of it in better shape. And we're going to ask you for your support. They need to put it all out on the table instead of this hemming and hawing and telling people what they want to hear, because people ain't going to believe it anymore anyway. So be straight. The Cardinals, I don't want them mucking around anymore, slogging around anymore. I want them to reinvent themselves and come out of it smarter and more efficient and have a more self-sustaining model, just as Bill DeWitt did in the early aughts. You know why I want this? Because it works. Why do you think Milwaukee's better? Look at all the Milwaukee players that come to the big leagues. They're ready to go. Yeah, they might get off to a slow start as they adjust. They're ready to go. You get the homegrown players on the rise again. Then you supplement that base, that strong base, with external additions through free agency or trades. That's the way Bill DeWitt used to do it. He's got to do it again or turn it over to somebody who will. So if I may say respectfully, or maybe not so respectfully, no, I'm just kidding. Quit pleading for Pete Alonso or some top level free agent pitcher that, because among other things, those people like that, they'd be nuts to sign here right now. Like, why would you do that if you have better options? Why would you want to come to St. Louis anymore? The mess this organization is in, right? Sonny Gray, and I'm not feeling sorry for Sonny Gray, but, you know, Katie Wu mentioned, hey, they might have to have some conversations with Gray and Sonny Gray and Nolan Arenado, some other people about, do you really want to stay here? Because we're going to have to go through this phase. So, I know my blogger friends, you know, there'll be 27,000 stories in the offseason. Well, the Cardinals could sign this player. You know, stop it, okay? Yeah, you can plug in some things. You let Chaim Bloom find some players because he can identify good value buys rather than throwing money out on the street and watching it fly away. The only thing that can change is for the ownership and the management to do the hard work that they have just ignored or put off for way too long. According to Wu, the Cardinals, quote, intend to take sweeping action, and at least one of those changes has already been made. And there's some news in her story, tip of the cap. Chaim Bloom has joined the front office full time. He's no longer a consultant. They moved him onto the staff. They didn't announce it. Typical Cardinals. And he's going to be implementing the changes. This is one thing I talked about in a video earlier this week, the possibility that he would be the one implementing the changes to the farm system, the changes that he had recommended to DeWitt and Mozeliak after auditing this this awful, awful minor league system that they just dropped the ball on, right? He's got to address a lot of problems, but Katie Wu said he will be hiring a new director of player development. So Bloom won't be the head of the minor league system, right? I like that because, number one, I know that he will be hiring someone really good, okay? And this is also his area of expertise. Tampa Bay has been the model for player development for a long time, and Bloom has played a major role in keeping that talent pipeline going when he was there. He also did a dramatically wonderful job with the Boston Red Sox farm system in the short time that he was there. And this is exactly what the Cardinals need. And this is why I hope there's more to it than him implementing changes in the minor league system. We'll find out next week, I would imagine, if the Cardinals are going to keep Mozeliak in the top job or have a move into the shadows and let Bloom take over. And what about Ollie Marmol? What about the major league coaching staff? There was some stuff in that story that made me just blistered me. And we'll get into that in the next video. I think I want to see Chaim Bloom take over everything now. And I want Mo to go in the shadows. I mean, I've felt this way for a long time. And there is no reason to delay what is obvious and is what is absolutely necessary. I would even say mandatory. I'll be back in a little while. I've almost already gone 38 minutes here, so that's why I want to do two parts. I'm going to be back in a little while with part two. We'll discuss some of these things, including Marmol's future, the coaching staff, things of that nature coming up in a little while. So please check back, and thank you. Thank you for your patience. We'll be back.